Thank you. Rotobala John 20 verse 19 to 31. Okay. John appears to his disciples on the evening of the first day of the week, when the disciples were together, with the door locked for the fear of Jewish. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." After he said this, he showed them his hand and side. The disciples were overjoyed when they saw the Lord. Again, Jesus said, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, I'm sending you." And with that, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive anyone his sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven." Jesus appeared to Thomas. Now Thomas, called Didymus, one of the 12, was not with the disciples when Jesus came. So the other disciples told him, "We have seen the Lord." But he said to them, "Unless I see the nail marks on his hands and put my finger where the nails were and put my hand into his side, I will not believe it." A week later, his disciples were in the house again, and Thomas was with them. Through the doors were locked. Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." Then he said to Thomas, "Put your finger here. See my hand. Reach out your hand and put it into my side. Stop doubting and believe." Thomas said to him, "My Lord, my God." Then Jesus told him, "Because you have seen me, you have believed. Blessed are those who have not seen and yet have believed." Jesus did many other miracle signs in his presence of his disciples, which are not recorded in this book, but these are written that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that by believing you may not live in his name. Thank you. Kalewa.
Ngamanye amaxesha indlela esi understand ngayo uvuko lika Jesu. Our understanding of resurrection robs the resurrection of its power. Uma senza uvuko njenge event, a historical event, futhi into an occurrence eyenzeka kumuntu
oyi-one,
that understanding may be an interesting occurrence. Ukuvuka kaJesu, if our understanding of resurrection is that it is something eyenzeka emalangeni amadala futhi yenzeka kumuntu oyi-one, then ukuvuka kuJesu remains interesting kodwa ayishintshi impilo yomuntu. The same way a Good Friday has become something interesting. Ekuqaleni konyaka, people look forward to Mqophiso because covenant has just become interesting. But ayishintshi impilo zabantu. Emva kwa Good Friday, we have a convention of
madodane.
It has just become an interesting event. But impilo zabantu azishintshi after convention. Kulandele u Good Friday, We all look forward to a Good Friday. But it has just become an interesting event. Right now we're looking forward to uThathintonga. Because it's an interesting event. And so, ukuvuka kaJesu. If for us, he even yenzeka a long time ago, it just becomes a way of escaping from the world. Kodwa ingayithinti impilo zethu. Good Friday, the whole weekend, becomes a way of escaping from our troubles and numb them for a little bit and come back to them. Ukusukela namhlanje until the 4th of June, our messages will all be about how the resurrection of Jesus was God making new things. Zintathu izinto engizokhuluma ngazo. Ngicela uvale amehlo for 30 seconds.
Kwala amahlo 30 seconds.
Usengavula amehlo.
Ukabula amahlo.
Uyabona yini ukuthi kukhona umahluko phakathi kobumnyama nokukhanya? There is a difference between seeing and not seeing. Njengoba kade nivala amehlo.
Njalo khaya nerikwetsi mahlo.
Ngaphandle kaGcobiso bengibuka.
Gcobisa yena hana saphala amahlo nanishebile.
Akekho umuntu owazi ukuthi njengoba kade ngivala amehlo kade ngenzani.
Akekho
umuntu owazi ukuthi while your eyes were closed, what was I up to? And so in terms of ukuvuka kuka Jesu, it must be like you having your eyes shut and opening them up again. Kufanele kube khona a movement from the dark area to the light area. There must be a feeling of imithwalo yami where this high, but now they have gone down. Because ngokuvuka kuka Jesu, uNkulunkulu wenza izinto ezintsha. And so if for us ukuvuka kaJesu, it's just an occurrence, something that happened long time ago. It loses its power. Ugcina ungabusazi ukuthi uJesu wavukelani. If Christians themselves do not experience ukuvuka kaJesu in their lives. Kwivangeli silifundile. Thomas, uyanqaba ukwamukela resurrection as an intellectual exercise. Ngoba ezinye izinto eziseBhayibhelini, we accept them just as an intellectual exercise. Siyakwazi ukuzalwa kaJesu, but it just remains an intellectual thingy. Siyakwazi ukufa kaJesu, but kuphelele engqondweni. Umuntu akasizakala ukuthi uyabonakala futhi uyaziva uba ufelwe nguKristu. And so uThomas kulesi story, he insists on discovering for himself ukuthi uJesu uvukile ngempela. And ukubona ukuthi uJesu uvukile kwangempela. It meant admitting his doubts and allowing himself to be proven wrong. Ukuza abone ukuthi uJesu uvukile. Kwafunakala azibone ukuthi ube wrong kanjani by not believing. He needed an assurance of life. Emva kokuba uJesu esethekene afaka isandla sakhe emanxebeni ami. He became umuntu oshintshile nomuntu ophilile. Ngoba ukuvuka kukaJesu kuyadinga kumphilisa umuntu okholwayo. If ukuvuka kukaJesu becomes a personal experience, it should bring healing to me. God, ukuvuka kukaJesu, if it just remains on the Bible, then I went to the temple. And so, Thomas here.
Thomas Simon.
Thomas udume njengokuba Thomas the doubter.
Jwaloka Thomas yangongoreha.
Hence we have, including myself, abantu abangafuni kubonakala ukuthi abazi. Abantu who want to believe everything without a proper assurance, but lenten di believer yo iyon.
When,
hence we have people who do not question even the Bible because they want to come across as abantu abakholwayo. But here, Thomas, esexelela ukuthi uJesu uvukile, he says, unless, until ngifake izandla zami, I won't believe. And ithina uma sishumayela ngo Thomas, sishumayela ngo Thomas who struggled to believe. Gandhi, actually here we have got Thomas who wants to discover. Esebonile ukuthi nguJesu lo. Ungowokuqala eBhayibhelini. Ukusukela kuGenesis uyoma ngesithile ngesichilelo. Ukuthi athi my address uJesu. Athi my Lord. And my God. Ngoba he has discovered. It is okay to get lost. It is okay ukungabi nesiqiniseko. It is okay to say I don't believe this. It is okay to say I don't understand. Because uma ngabe singaqondi kahle, it makes us want to search. Bathu mhlabeleli mayikhuluma ngoKristu. Nkosi Thixo ufihliwe. You are a hidden God. Ukholo lwethu lungabukholo luncikinciki. Ngoba safumana uJesu singazifunelanga yena. Kodwa sanikwa yena.
Imparafuwe yena.
And uThomas here. He doesn't want to be given Jesus. He wants to find Jesus. When Zalenda tetangayo David, tetangayo we call to worship here too. Thomas, when he says, my Lord and my God, who expresses his trust, ukumethemba uNkulunkulu,
who
expresses ukumathemba uNkulunkulu. And that is what resurrection is all about. Umangabu kuvuka kuka Jesu. Akukusondeze ekholweni. Does not draw you to faith. It is okay to be like Thomas and say, until I see for myself, angeke ngize ngikholwe. Number two, ukuvuka kaJesu kungamandla for our daily life, our daily living. The resurrection of Jesus, it is power for daily living. Every day, every time you wake up, do you know that is a resurrection? Every time in the morning when you open your eyes, ukuvuka lokho. And so ukuvuka kaJesu, it should be power for daily life. Uma uvuke ekseni ukhumbula ingoma uvukile wena nhloko yabo bakholwayo sakuvuka ke nathi ngoko. And so it's not a song that should be sung only on Good Friday. Uvukile wena Kristu sakuvuka ke nathi ngoko. And so it should be an experience of every day. Every day. Because uvuko is not just an intellectual thing, but it is your daily experience. And so when you wake up in the morning, you remember the hymn, you have been resurrected. We too shall be resurrected. And so if the resurrection of Jesus, all these past years had been meaningless to you. If uvuka ka Jesu had been something important only ngelanga la tsuho, think again. Every time uvula mehlo, remember wavuka Jesu. Sivusiwe ke nathi ngoko. Then that changes your whole day altogether. Uma uthe uvuke ekseni wabuvula mehlo wathi sakuvuka ke nathi ngoko, you carry on the whole day knowing you have been resurrected. Then we resurrection iyasuka kuJesu ize kuwe. Then it empowers you for the whole day. And so uJesu meqeda ukuvuka ekufeni, he says to them, receive the Holy Spirit. And then uvela ku Thomas. Othe nomesezwile. Aganga kholwa akuzuleyo. He did not believe what he had heard from the disciples. Ithini nginenza lesibonelo. Unombuyiselo is the kind of a person othi uma umtshela ukuthi hayi bo yazi kuthiwa kwenzeka u-1 no 2 no 3. Unombuyiselo is the kind of a person ongathi hey yazi ngibona ubunole hamba nendiye Christ. Ibone ubunole bambene izandla nendiye Kresta. Unombuyiselo will deny that. Noma ngakuthiwa I am right in saying I saw ubunolo. But unake will deny that. She's a person ongalalela abantu bethi and go with the flow. And so here we have got to Thomas. Ofuna ukuzibonela ngokwakhe. Who does not believe what people are saying until he has seen for himself. And then Jesus. Uthi ku Thomas. Jonga izandla zam. Look at my side. What does that mean? What does it mean for Jesus? Ukuthi athi jonga amacala am. Beka izandla zam. This is what it means. We can keep our hopes alive in all situations, even death itself. Look at your scars and keep your hopes alive. And to Trevor Hudson, we must courageously turn our faces from worry and fear and choose to be people of hope. Now, iye ingimanga zeke lento. Ngoba.
Kaubani.
Now, ngesikhathi se political unrest.
Kana kotsani tsa dipolitiki hunzo lwanuwa.
Ngesikhathi se apartheid.
Kana kwele ya khetullo ya mmala.
The apartheid government. Uma bechongene neinkinge South Africa, they will always await the voice of the church. Ngoba back then, ibandla bekuyindawo yethemba. The people called the church, they were the people of hope. And ukuvuka kaJesu kubiza abantu abakholwayo ukuthi babe abantu bethemba. And lastly, ukuvuka kaJesu, it says the final word about your life, it belongs to God and not to death. The final word, and so ngamanyamazwi, ukuvuka kaJesu, it gives us confidence. Ngesixesha sibhekana nama challenges. Ngesikhathi sibhekana nokufa kwethu okuncane. Njengokulahlekelwa umsebenzi. Njengokugula. Njengama broken relationships. Njengokukhala sishonele zonke izinsuku. Those are little deaths, ukufa okuncanyana. And guess what? Uma zonke lezinto sisivelele, and when we finally move on, asijonge muva, sithi danki Nkosi ngivukile kufela. We don't. Sivele siqhubeke. Angazi noma ubhuti Mkhumutsi emva kokulahlekelwa umsebenzi, emva kokuthi abuyele emsebenzini, wajonge muva, wathi bendifile, but I'm alive now. Angazi noma emva kwe-break up kwi-relationship, waba buhlungu emoyeni, warecover or move on, did you look back and say, hey, bendifile, but thank God I have come back to life. Angazi noma emva kwe-COVID, ikuphathile i-COVID, uthema ususinde kwi-COVID, you looked back and said, actually, I was dead, but I am now, I'm alive. Now, this is to say, zonke izinsuku zokuphila kwethu, experience life now. Uzibone ukuthi bengifile. And so, the final word, igama lokugqibela about our life, it belongs to God and not to death. Now, cinga ngokufa kaJesu, cabanga ngokuvuka kwakhe, and make it alive in your life. And say, yes, I may be struggling right now, but tsuho ya Jesu teaches me that lenkinge ngijongene nayo ayinali igama lokugqibela. That is how you make resurrection alive in you. That is how you experience a resurrection for yourself. Mandivale ngakuthi, it's a pity anginayinto ebengizoyisebenzisa la. Assume ibhakede leli. And
kaharu libhakede mo.
Assume ukhona ibhakede.
Ke libhakede lena.
And phakathi ebhakedeni ngizofaka lento.
Ngikenya ntweni.
Mangifaka lento ebhakedeni.
Akenya ntweni alibhakede.
Iya yahamba yayositha kwifloor ebhakede ne?
Iya
ihlala kwifloor yebhakede ngathi.
Oh, idula kahari mo bhakedeni.
Uma ngingathatha amanzi.
Hangangamenzi.
Ngiwafake la ebhakedeni.
Ngiyathela libhakedeni.
Izokwenzani lento ephakathi? It rises.
Iya nyuluwa.
That is what resurrection is all about.
Tuho ijwana.
It is what we go through. Does not bury us to death. Kodwa ngexesha inkinga zicabanga ukuthi siyasicindezela. We rise above the water. Now experience resurrection for yourself. Celebrate activities of resurrection in your life. Wabone ama activities ovuko empilweni yakho. Because zonke izinsuku umhlabeleli sakuvuka nathi ngoko uyafezeka. But we are too blind to even notice the activities of resurrection in our own lives. And so ukuvuka ka Jesu, uNkulunkulu wenza izinto ezintsha. And so ngesiqasho uNkulunkulu enza izinto ezintsha as God continues to make new things in your life. Always remember the resurrected Jesus.
Hopula Jesu Kriste atusitwe mbafu.